Fairy Gold, written by Gwyneth Reese and read by Sophie Ward.
Chapter 1. Lucy lay in bed, listening to her parents saying goodnight to her little sister Isabel in the next room. "Leave your tooth where the fairies can find it easily, Izzy," her mother said. "I'll leave it under my pillow," Izzy replied, sounding excited. Izzy was 6, and she believed in fairies, whereas Lucy, who was 2 years older, thought that believing in fairies was just silly. "Not too far under your pillow," Dad told Izzy. "You don't want the poor tooth fairy to get squashed under there when she goes looking for it." Izzy giggled. Lucy rolled her eyes. She didn't believe in the tooth fairy, and as a consequence, she had all her baby teeth saved in a little pouch inside her jewellery box. The reason Lucy didn't believe in fairies was that her half-brother, Thomas, who was 11, had proved to her when she was Izzy's age that it was your mum and dad who exchanged your teeth for coins when you left them under your pillow. Lucy and Izzy had the same dad as Thomas, but a different mum. Their dad had been married twice, first to Thomas's mum and then to Lucy and Izzy's. Thomas and his mother lived several hours' drive away from them, and Thomas only came to stay in the school holidays. He had told Lucy once that he didn't think it was fair that he hadn't lived in the same house as his dad since he was a baby, whereas Lucy and Izzy had lived with him all their lives. Lucy had felt sorry for Thomas when he had said that, because she knew she'd probably feel the same if she was the one whose mum and dad had got divorced. But Thomas could behave pretty badly sometimes when he came to stay with them, and Lucy always felt a lot less sorry for him then. Thomas had been staying with them the night Lucy had lost her first tooth 2 years earlier, and when she put it under her pillow for the tooth fairy, Thomas had told her she was being stupid. He had deliberately stayed awake after Lucy went to sleep and had shouted out when he'd heard Lucy's mum creep into Lucy's bedroom. Lucy had woken up just as her mum was putting her hand under Lucy's pillow, and Lucy had stopped believing in fairies from that moment on, even though her mum had said she was only checking to see if the tooth fairy had been yet. Lucy's mum and dad had both been really cross with Thomas about that, she remembered now. Izzy, however, still believed passionately in fairies, despite Thomas also telling her that the tooth fairy wasn't real. Izzy said she didn't believe Thomas because she had seen fairies on more than one occasion with her own eyes. Thomas reckoned that Izzy couldn't tell the difference between make-believe and reality, and he was always teasing her about it, especially when Izzy put on her fairy outfit and pretended to be a fairy queen, which Thomas thought was very funny. Lucy was more of a tomboy than Izzy, and she hated wearing girly clothes, so she tended to get on better with Thomas than Izzy did, though it was difficult to get on with Thomas for the whole time he was there, because sooner or later he always got into a bad temper about something. Tonight, after they had closed Izzy's door, Lucy's parents came into her bedroom. "I know you don't think the tooth fairy is real, darling, but don't go spoiling it for Izzy the way Thomas spoilt it for you, will you?" her mother whispered as she leaned over to give Lucy a kiss goodnight. "Don't worry, I won't tell her it's just you and Dad who take her tooth away and leave her the money, if that's what you mean," Lucy whispered back. "How could you even think such a thing?" her dad protested, reaching out to tickle her. "Because it's true," Lucy retorted. But her mother was holding her finger over her lips to tell her to shush now, as she switched off her light. Lucy was lying awake in the darkness after her parents had gone downstairs, thinking about how Thomas was coming to stay with them in 2 days' time, because it was half term. Dad was going to collect him in the car, and on the way back, they were stopping off to collect Grandpa, too. Grandpa was Dad's father, which meant he was Thomas's grandfather as well. Their grandmother had died several years ago, so Grandpa lived on his own now, which Dad said was the reason he tended to be quite grumpy. Having Thomas and Grandpa in the house at the same time should be interesting, Lucy thought.